Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about dua and supplication. More specifically, it is about those supplications which are not answered. The Imam alayhi salam in this hadith, he divides the categories of people whose duas and supplications are not answered into four categories. And this is a very beautiful hadith, very informative. A lot of people ask, why aren't our supplications answered? Even though we ask God for something, and a lot of times the dua, the supplication, is not answered. So this hadith kind of sheds light on, the reason perhaps why this is so. Let's look at this beautiful hadith and see if we can come to any conclusion regarding this. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, there are four kinds of people whose supplications do not get answered. The man who sits in his house saying, so the first is the man who sits in his house saying, oh my Lord, grant me sustenance. Right? So there's a person, he sits in his house, he doesn't do anything, he doesn't go out looking for work or sustenance, but he simply prays and says, oh God, give me sustenance. God doesn't answer the prayers of this person. The Imam says, to whom he, in other words, God says, did I not command you to seek for your sustenance? Did I not command you to go out and look for your sustenance and seek your sustenance? Allah Ta'ala doesn't answer the prayers of this person. The second category is this. Then there is the man who has a wife and supplicates against her, right? So there's a person, he has a wife, and this person supplicates and prays for the detriment or to the detriment of his wife, right? He doesn't like his wife, he has a problem with his wife, and, regardless of whether, he's right in that regards or he's wrong, but he prays against her, he curses her, he asks God to give her harm, to harm her, right? In response to such a person, God Almighty replies, did I not make you responsible for her? Did I not put her affairs in your hands? Right? Why are you, cursing your wife? Why are you calling harm down upon your wife? Why are you asking me to harm your wife when, I have placed her, in your care? This is another person whose prayers are not answered. The third is a man who has wealth and wastes it. Somebody's been given wealth, he's wealthy, or not wealthy, but he has some wealth, and he wastes it away. This person says, oh my Lord, grant me sustenance. And on the one hand, God has given him sustenance, and he's wasting it, spending it without care, and it's finishing. So he's praying to God to give him sustenance. And to whom God replies, did I not command you to be economical? Right, God commanded us to be economical, but this person is wasting his wealth away. So God doesn't answer the prayers of this person. And finally, there is a man who has wealth and loans it to someone without keeping any proof of the loan. Right, so he may have given a loan to somebody, but he doesn't write it down. Right, and he squanders it away. To whom God replies, did I not command you to take a witness? Did I command you to take a witness? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the categories of people whose supplications are not answered in the words of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.